Hello everyone, Coach Taylor here. So good to be with you. Welcome to my podcast. So glad to be here with you today to just share some encouraging words with you. I want to talk to you a little bit about trusting God when you don't even understand, when you don't know what's going on, when you don't feel like you hear God's voice, when you just don't know. But you know that you need to trust the Lord, and you know that God is doing what He said He's going to do. But you're just struggling with that. You believe that, but you're struggling with that. The Word says in Proverbs 3:5, trust the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. I just want to encourage you to take the Word of God for what it is. God is a God that does not lie. He honors His word. He says that when we send that word out, when we speak that word, it does not return void. Because when He's speaking, when we're speaking God's word, when we're speaking God's word, it's just like He's speaking it. We are speaking His words, and those words do not return void. We must continue to walk in faith. What is faith? What is faith? Faith is obeying God even when you don't even understand. Because let's face it, the truth is God always come through. He never lost the case. He never lost the battle. He paid the price. God gave His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. He's already paid the price. The battle has already been won. The victory is already ours. We just have to continue to stand. We cannot have the mindset that we want God to guarantee our success before even doing the things that He's asked us to do. That's not faith. What we have to do is stay in tune with God's voice while we're walking this walk of faith. Even when we don't understand, stay in tune. And guess what? He will lead you. He will guide you. We cannot grow weary. We have just got to stand on that word. The word of God says that His word is sharp and powerful. It's stronger than a two-edged sword. So whatever the situation is, that word is piercing that situation. Read that scripture. The word is piercing. It is piercing. It is piercing through your situation. And it is making every crooked thing straight. It's correcting everything that needs to be corrected. He is working all things together for your good. He don't want you stressing. We talk a lot on here about anxiety and stress. Think about the tortoise and a lion. I heard this analogy one time and it just blew my mind because it's so true. You think about a tortoise and a lion. A lion lives a short life because he's always roaring and he's stressed out. Think about how a lion acts in the jungle. But think about how slow a tortoise just takes time and is slow, and he moves slow, and like he don't have a care in the world. That's the way God wants us to be, like the tortoise, not like the lion, all stressed out and roaring, and we're so loud in our cares. The cares of this world and the cares and the concerns that we have are ringing so loud in our mind, and we're roaring at, you know, those things in our mind and in our heart. We're just so stressed. God don't want us to be that way. He don't want us to be like the lion. He want us to be like the tortoise, just relaxed. Relaxed. He want us to be relaxed and to trust Him and to stay in faith. That is the will of the Lord for you and I. That is His will for us. He wants us to allow faith to work in our lives, to operate in our faith, and to trust Him with all our hearts and not lean to our own understanding. We never know the whole picture, but guess what? God does. He knows the whole picture from the beginning to the end. He knows your beginning. He knows the in-between. He knows the end. He created you, and He created you for great purpose. He created you for success. When He created you, He had success. in mind. Never failure, never defeat. Never. Never. So we just need to obey what the word says. Walk in faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. And stand on the word, knowing that God is working all things together for our good. And when, even when we don't understand, we just need to trust God through it all. Trust Him. And in the midst of trusting Him, what do? In the midst of standing on His word, what do? We worship Him and praise Him and thank Him in advance for the desired results, for His will being done, for His will prevailing in our lives. And His will is for victory to be in our lives. He gave it all so that we can have victory, and we need to stand on that victory and trust Him and know that all things, He's working all things together for our good. Have you ever thought about a time in your life where you're thinking, what in the world is going on? And that time is when you don't know, you don't understand. I'm trusting God, but God, I don't even understand. I don't even know what's going on. I've been there. And some, I found myself one time just laughing. I don't even know what is going on in my life. What's going on? You know, what do I do about the situation? Why did it even take place in the first place? But God knows. He knows when. He knows why. He knows when. He knows why it happened. He knows when it happened. He knows when it'll end or when it will change. He has all things together working. He's working it all together for our good. And I tell people all the time, allow those times to help you to grow. Not just help you grow, but help you to learn through. There are some things to learn in those situations. There's some things to learn, and that's going to cause you to grow. It's going to help you to take that step up. You know, we continue to grow from faith to faith, glory to glory. Because if you don't learn in the situation, I think it causes you to stay there a little longer. So begin to see, God, okay, what am I supposed to learn in this situation? As I'm having to trust You, Lord. Trust me. That's a good thing. So, as the words say, be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be certain. For God says, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. God has already won the battles. It's his battle. Your battles are, what you think are your battles are God's battles. Give it to Him. Trust Him. And know that He is working all things together for your good. He said in this world we're going to have tribulations and trials and distress and frustrations. It's so important for us to understand and know this very thing. That's what His words say. If we understand that, then we won't be confused and we won't lose our faith in Him. And we won't lose it when things get hard or things get tough or you hit that brick wall that you know, that's going to be knocked down. Think of it that way. When those things happen, we won't go crazy because the Word says that. We're going to have the tribulations. We're going to have the trials. But He delivers us out of them all. He delivers us out of them all. With every word of God, it shows us victory in our lives. Just study that word, trust Him, and while you're in the midst of trusting Him, through this time of faith, trusting, study that word and speak that word, because that word is forever settled. Stand on that word and know in your heart, know in your knower, that God is working all things together for your good. Until next time, you have a wonderful day. Trust God. He's got your back. Always. Always. Shalom.